Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Phil, we've talked about this before. The encampment is on a vacant lot that used to be a McDonald's. The city closed it down because of problems. How did the plan for a tent city there come together?
Very quickly, Jeff. And that's what's sort of interesting. I mean, first of all, the location's interesting. As you said, in the Haight, that's Haight-Ashbury, Love and Peace. Now it's Love and Peace and Tents. And one of the reasons it's Love, Peace, and Tent controversy is because what happened was when the coronavirus pandemic hit, the city's shelter system for the homeless pretty much shut down. They said it wasn't healthy to put people that close together in beds and cots. So what happened was nonprofits around the city began handing out these pup tents, and we've done stories about them before, and they've sprung up like mushrooms all across the city. One of the hardest hit areas is the Tenderloin. Another area is the south of Market. But this also spreading out into the neighborhoods like the Haight-Ashbury, which has changed over the years. It's not as hippie as it was before, although it still has a really liberal strain. But when the tents started showing up on the sidewalks, people got upset, and the supervisor out there working with the city decided that he would do his part, and they came up with this site to put a what they're calling a safe sleeping site at the corner of Stanyan and Haight, and that's got merchants and neighbors upset. One, because they said, what's this? We didn't even get to hear about this. And two, they think that's a bad location, and they're just not crazy about the tents to begin with.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question, and that is, is it location-specific, or are there objections more generalized?
I think what the objections are the tents on the sidewalks, all right, Patty? The Haight District, it was known in the 60s and the 70s. It's a tourist attraction now, largely, and the businesses there have been suffering. The rents are high, business has been slow, and they've had a street renovation that's driven them crazy, too. And the added on of tents to the neighborhood, and people seeing that, they're going, no, come on, something's got to be done. Now, what they'd like to do is put the tents maybe in the hotels. The residents I talked to out there said, look, San Francisco's rented all these hotel rooms. Why can't you do that? The mayor says, look, we don't have the staffing to do that because to put people in hotels recalls security and social workers and all these other things. So they say the next best thing is to temporarily, and it's temporary is the big word, put them at these various locations. But kids, this is the difference. The locations up till now have been sort of in lots, and at one time on the Embarcadero, we had that one, which is very controversial. They're moving now into the neighborhoods. You're going to hear a lot more from the neighborhoods as a result of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.